I'm joined now by Senator Lindsey Graham, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Chairman, good to see you tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So I want to get first your response to this blame pointing over this tragic photo and what it tells you about where we are in this battle.
Well, one, it's disgusting. This is not the president's fault. People from Central America are being enticed to come here in record numbers. We've doubled the number of people have come this year versus last at this stage of last year, and we're going to double that again. We're going to spend $4-point-something billion to deal with the humanitarian crisis. If you don't change the laws, they'll keep coming. I hate it very much that this father and daughter died, but they should stay in their country. We should help them in their country. This journey they're taking is very dangerous. So to my Democratic colleagues, if we don't change our law, you're going to have millions of people overrunning our border, and what are you going to do about that?
Yeah, we're going to talk more about it tonight, and you know, everybody's waiting for Congress to come up with some kind of solution. It's been decades. I mean, and you can tell the frustration that I hear in your voice, and we heard it today on the Hill, and these people are pawns, sadly,
Can I just say this?
Go ahead.
Here's our law. If you get 1 foot in the United States, you claim asylum, you're entitled to hearing. The hearing's like 3 years away. People don't show up. If you bring a small child, we can only hold the child for 20 days. Mm-hmm. We don't want to separate families, so we let the entire family unit go. Word is out on the street in Central America, if you bring a small child to the United States and ask for asylum, you're never going to be sent back. You stay in America forever. Until we change that law, nothing changes.
And it leads to some of the tragedies that we're seeing because people feel that it's going to work and it entices them, as you say. I want to talk to you about the Mueller testimony that's coming up on July 17th. I thought he was pretty emphatic when he said, you know, my testimony is this report. Then Jerome Nadler kept coming out and saying, you know, no, he's going to show up. He's going to testify. So I'm curious what you think transpired. What do you think motivated Robert Mueller to accept what is, by their own description, a friendly subpoena, an agreement to come?
Really, I don't know, but I do know this. If he stays within the four corners of the document, what good is his testimony? If he goes outside the document, he's going to get killed politically, because then he becomes a political commentator. So if he does what he said he would do in his press conference, refer back to the document, this is just a political circus. This is not about trying to find the truth. This is about setting up impeachment of President Trump. The biggest loser of Mueller coming into the House, I think, is Nancy Pelosi, because it's going to be harder for her to control her troops after Mueller testifies.